All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait, come on, hold on a second, hold on.
Happy Sunday, everybody, and happy Christmas Eve. I'm so glad you could all hang out with us right here with the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Jack Ryan, Corey's it's 1 a.m.
Yes. I feel like Corey's been up since 2 a.m. drinking just to be ready for this.
Can I tell you? I have not slept, guys. I have not slept in anticipation of this. It is like Christmas morning to me because I am an adult and I don't get presents. So this right here, being with you beautiful human beings and having our wonderful friends in chat, this is my Christmas present. This is it right here. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but that's how I feel. How y'all doing today?
Good. I've been looking for this all week.
Getting ready for tomorrow morning. I can't wait.
Jared told me he's been working hard on this. God, I've been feeling like I've been doing work all week for this shit. Alex says, you know, you spend too much time on your phone. I'm like, listen, I'm working. She says, you told me not to buy your presents. I did, because I'm a man, and that's what I do. I make sure you guys are taken care of.
And she's a wife and didn't listen, guaranteed. That's what they do.
No, she didn't. She actually listened to me and didn't buy me a present.
Wow.
You don't know that, though.
No, I don't know it for certain, but...
She's just telling you that.
Guys, so I had an epiphany. And I was talking about it beforehand, guys. If you notice, we got the V-slit going on here. I figure it works for the ladies to get all the extra views and likes. Maybe if I show a little skin today, maybe we can get a little extra... on the like side of things and the share side of things. So everybody who's here right now, thank you all so, so much for popping in at 9 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve. Do me this big solid. Make sure you're liking, commenting, and sharing this stream for us to bring even more holly jolly goodness in. Please do that for me. And I will love y'all forever. Consider it a gift.
There you go. See, now you're asking for gifts. Now make up your fucking mind.
This is a good gift, though, man. Well, guys, we're almost to 1,000 followers on Facebook. It's a big,
That's a big deal for us. To people.
We got quite a few.
Someone.
We will be the gift givers. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Bill Nomboa is
up. Look at that, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, get him in here. I want to see him first thing in the morning. I've seen Justin. I want to see Bill.
It's not going to be pretty.
Hey Bill, are we gonna send you an invite to get you in here for a certain announcement that we're gonna make? Do we want to do that?
24 followers away from 1,000.
Yeah, we're literally right there, guys. Make sure you share this out for us. We're almost there. Once we get to that 1,000 followers, we are going to do a little giveaway. We're gonna get some merch and shit.
That's up 20 from like 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, listen.
When I was still awake,
we have seen some great growth this year since dude, guys, it's been a long year. I'm trying to be all like professional and do the talk show thing, but guys, listen,
then read it's Bill's comment.
Bill's comment. I'm I can't be professional with that. I can't.
Oh my God.
it's been a long year. And for most of the year we didn't even do the podcast. We didn't really have time for it. It's just life was busy. I know a lot of y'all that are here right now and a lot of y'all that might be listening know the deal, but my daughter was born 7 weeks early back in May, May 23rd, and we spent 52 days in the NICU. If you want to hear all about that story, you can go look for my side project podcast over on Spotify. It's called Tales from the NICU. And in our latest episode, Alex actually sat down with me and my wife, and we talked about our story. I let her tell it. She was very nervous, but she did it. So it was a long year trying to get the baby home, get used to our new normal, and then kind of be comfortable enough to do what it is I like to do. I used to stream on Twitch with the gaming and stuff. Not happening. But once I talked to Justin and said, hey, are we ready to fire this back up? I'm good to go. I think I have time. I think I can do it. He's like, yeah, let's do this. And it was balls to the walls ever since then. You know, we started coming up with ideas. We decided that we wanted to split some shows off of this because we didn't want to include sports and politics in the regular show, because we just want this show to be about the fun and the happy shit. So we decided we're going to bring in some new people, and we got Aaron and Mark to do our sports side. And they are two incredible dudes who have a love for sports and a love for talking and interacting with you guys. And I think that we're handing the reins over to some good people who are going to do good things with our show and our brand. So that's a big, cool thing that happened for us this year. So thank you guys for that.
We have some big plans. We're going to get some stuff going. We're appreciative of the opportunity.
100%.
Going to be fun.
Take advantage of this. Fucking Dodgers, man. I don't get to talk sports much. Those Dodgers.
Don't. It's too early.
It was only $1.2 billion on three players.
It's too late now. It's too late for a salary cap. They're
done. You guys are forgetting about Mookie Betts' contract, too. That's like almost $2 billion.
Charlie down there in chat. Yeah, if you want more viewers, you need to do an NPC stream. Need to talk. All right, so Jack Ryan is our Australian guy here. He's our favorite Aussie son, is what I always call him. He's big into American sports, and I fucking love him for it. He is a Dolphins fan, Red Sox fan, and Celtics fan. So he wants you guys to cover them a little bit more for him.
That's fine.
We can absolutely do that. Dolphins are a little underrated.
Just know you're going to get the Yankee side of Boston stories.
Absolutely not. I am very non-partisan when it comes to that shit.
There you go.
I still hate the Red Sox.
He's a fan of all sorts of sports. That man posts shit about cricket. I'm like, what the hell?
Huge cricket fan. Guys, if you're listening, let me take a quick break real quick here, because I'm kind of peeking up and down. If you're watching the stream, just click that little thumbs up button. Click that little heart. Do us a favor. The more you guys do that, the better it is for our show. Please do me that solid. You guys can do it. I believe in you.
So, Corey, if we can get Jack Ryan's address, mm-hmm. I'll send him some Yankee shit to Australia.
You're going to pay that fee? That's quite the shipping fee, bro.
Just because of what he just said, I'm going to send him something.
That's quite the hefty fee. I did a giveaway when I was streaming on Twitch. I did a giveaway of some pop figures, and I ended up sending one to Canada and one to England. The cheapest route was the United States Postal Service. I'll send a bit of me burning it on my smoker.
I knew you know what? Something he was going to say.
You know what? I think Aaron would still send it because he would appreciate the video. He 100%. Would appreciate that video.
Yeah, dude, I would do that. I got that's awesome. I could send him too. I don't care. I got all kinds of good stuff here.
Did you ever send me that jersey?
No, it's still in my closet. I haven't seen him. So, Corey, I'm going to spin off your giveaway. I think Mark would go along with this. I got a ton of stuff. So if we hit 1,000 followers, we're going to do two giveaways. We'll do one for your merch, and then I have some sports stuff we'll give away too.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. For
sports people.
What a guy. You're fucking awesome.
It's Christmas, man. What are you going to do?
I love it. And we're almost there. We're seriously almost there. Guys, if you haven't gone to our Facebook page yet to see the posts, all you got to do is you got to go to our page. You go to the three little dots on the top right there, right underneath that profile picture. Click those three dots. Then you click invite friends, and then you'll check the box that says invite all and send those invites out. If your friends love you and trust you, they're going to follow the page. And they're not going to be disappointed once they get in here and they listen to these conversations, they get involved with these conversations, because I don't know about y'all, but I think this is a lot more fun than watching Netflix or Hulu.
100%.
Absolutely. I love podcasts.
That's just so much fun.
What we're gonna do,
especially with a wild card like fucking Justin, man.
There we go.
Just those random shit out there.
And one more thing before we get into anything else, I do want to say, can we take a moment to appreciate Jared and everything that he's done for us this year since we got things rolling again. This dude spends a lot of time behind the scenes trying to make the magic work. Like, he puts videos together, he puts topics together, he gets banners together for us, makes us overlays and everything. And I don't want this guy to feel like he's underappreciated, because while he may sit in the back most days, he is like how the whole show works. He is the show.
I'm over here sitting while you're talking, pulling up comments. I'm listening. no, I appreciate it. I enjoy doing this, and this is something I look forward to doing almost every day. So it's been a blast. So, you know, it's been definitely something that just it just keeps everything together.
Oh, by the way, love the hat. You pulled up stats for us and stuff like that. It's been awesome. Showing it in the background for us, pulling up
Mike, all that stuff. You see Mike's comment, it's an awesome podcast, but Aaron needs help.
What the fuck, Mike?
Joe says, I'm glad Aaron came out of his dark closet for the special. Good Lord, you're getting all the shit today, Aaron.
So's Jared. Jared, I feel like we're the step, like we belong on the island of misfit toys today. You and I are getting creamed.
I know. Jack, who usually gives me a bunch of praise, says I deserve no praise. But I know he's just joking.
Hold on to that really bad joke that I have in my brain talking about getting creamed. Anyway, moving on.
I read Alex's comment really quick, and I didn't see that. I didn't see
had something to do with her, actually.
And it looked like it said Jared is shit when I read it.
Jared shit.
He's getting green.
Charlie says Jared definitely upped the production quality. Yeah, he absolutely did. Absolutely. Jack says, I've been praising Justin a lot lately. I'm scared. Yeah, you have been. It's a little scary. Yeah, I'm nervous about that, Jack. Jack, I used to come into your streams and you used to praise me, and now you come in here and you're like, Corey, you suck. Your fucking opinions are shite.
You've been wrong on three different episodes.
Sometimes I feel like Jack absolutely hates me now. Anyway, moving on. It is the Christmas season. We're going to try to be a little bit Christmassy here. And Justin has a better beard, though. Yeah, mine's a little rough. I don't know. A good beard's a good beard, though. Gotta appreciate
that. I don't have the patience for a beard.
Hey, Jet, would you like to see Justin?
Oh no,
with hair.
Yes. No, please. Yes. No. I want to see it hair. No, no.
Show the picture.
No,
so good. I love AI.
Bro, you want to talk about beards? Have you seen Tommy's beard?
Tommy's beard is balling right now, man.
Dude, his beard is legendary. I am jealous.
Oh, and before we go any further, Jared, do you have the photo of the gift that I got for Justin?
I do.
Do you have that photo? We got to get that photo up there. And then after that, we will bring Bill in for our announcement that we're going to have. I don't know.
I'm surprised he's done pooping already.
He's done. Yeah,
that's a quick poop.
That was quick. You usually get lost on Facebook and TikTok. And
Bill, I just want you to be aware of who outed you as to what you were doing. We were quiet and discreet about it. And of course, Justin is.
No, Corey read the comment live.
Bill outed himself. He commented, all right? He outed himself. He outed himself.
Nobody outed him.
Yeah, but I don't think you said what he was doing.
Chat still saw it, and Corey read it.
Oh, that's right, true.
I got it loaded, right. Corey.
You got it loaded? Okay, Justin, I got you something cool for Christmas. So all you got to do is make sure you swing by and pick it up. I thought that you could use this for your golf outings when, you know, you get really fucked, okay?
Look at that butter.
I've seen that so many times. Funny thing is, I would putt with that.
You would putt with that, and if you missed, I know exactly where it'd go.
You'd be hitting everybody with that thing.
Poor Chris would probably get hit with that a couple times.
Yeah.
I knew me and Justin were spirit
animals. Brady'd be trying to take a drink of his beer and have the putter in his mouth.
All right, Bill, you want to come in and talk about what we're going to do this little bit? Is that what you want to do?
I'd love him.
I sent you the link on Facebook. He owns it. So to be honest, Alex found that beautiful picture for me. She's on these Goodwill pages. Someone found that at a Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking ridiculous. So what I do need to.
There's Opie.
So he's got the invite. He'll probably be in a second here. So since we're around the holidays here, I need some good holiday drink recipes. So if anybody in chat has some good holiday drink recipes, I really need to know what they are. This morning, I'm sipping on a little bit of a Crown Royal with cranberry ginger ale.
Well, let me throw one up on screen real quick for anybody that wants to make this. This one's called the Grinch.
Merry Christmas, Alexandra.
Midori liquor, clear rum, lemon lime soda, and maraschino cherries.
There's the guy.
I've had that with Jerry. When Jerry made that, I found that a while back. It was pretty good. I miss Jerry.
All right, so Bill's here. We'll bring Bill in for our little announcement, okay? I don't know how much of an announcement this is going to be, because I don't know which one of you guys are going to be in on this with us, but we got to do it.
I think we all are.
I don't know if Justin's going to do it, but Bill's going to be the one to help us out with it. So,
morning, sunshine.
So, guys, the special announcement that we have for today is that we are going to, for next year, hopefully, we're going to put out an NDT Christmas album. And this guy right here is going to help us.
What's happening? You guys going to do it or what?
I'm
100%.
Once Aaron said something, I had to do it. I was like, yo, let's do an album. Let's do an NDT album. And he's like, we know someone who can help us. So you're going to help us with this, yes?
What are our songs to pick from?
Dude, we got like 6 months to figure out what songs we're going to sing.
Yeah, we got to give Bill some samples of our voices, our beautiful voices. It's going to be so ridiculous, but it's going to be available. Are we going to make people pay for this, or are we going to like just fucking hand them out like candy? Yeah.
Well, I think if we do like a few clips, like some reels,
I would make people pay.
We're going to draw them in that way, and then we'll just release it.
You see what Alex said? Two men singing Santa Baby would be hysterical.
I'm in.
But then we got to shoot a video for it.
The whole thing's going to, we're going to shoot the whole thing. This is all going to be documented. Trust me.
And you know any good vocal coaches?
Do I? No.
It's going to be the most ridiculous Christmas album ever. Unless, you know, did William Hung ever put one out? Anyone ever remember that guy?
I remember that guy.
You know Jared's on YouTube right now.
I remember him.
was he American Idol or American
yeah.
Idol.
That guy William that fucking bangs. Hung. Look, he gave up Jared's already. We said William Hung. He's like,
Bill's
I'm out.
Like, I'm done. I'm done.
He's like, I'm William Hung.
So Bill,
well, I dropped my phone. I was looking at it too.
So as soon as Bill found out about this, he started doing some research for us to find out what we're able to do. So what'd you find out for us, Bill? Is he there? Good morning, Bill.
I think he froze.
I wanted to find out if it was legal to put it out because of copyright infringement. But it's something called public domain, so you can definitely do it. It's the same thing, actually, that song, the baseball one, Take Me Out to the Football Game. Yeah. Anybody's allowed to do it.
Yeah, and I was wondering about that because you had mentioned to us as long as it's an LP, so the four songs, that we could do it. But I got to thinking about that, and I'm like, man, these are Christmas songs. Like they're Christmas songs, so I thought that we could do whatever ones that we wanted to do.
A shorter version.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine us putting out a 12 song album, but
we could. Just take a while.
You know what I find funny?
I think four is a good number.
All the Christmas songs, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, those are copyright free, but you can't play the national anthem. Oh, YouTube will shut your video down if you're playing the national. No, it's not even a political thing.
I was going to say, Justin's about to get into it.
No, I saw him, like
he leaned in when he says, let me let go. Don't forget it.
It's the same. That's crazy. I did not know that. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you watch anything on YouTube, if they have music in the background that's copyrighted, they shut it down, and the national anthem is one of them.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. National anthem is like that.
Put that little disclaimer in the bottom. I do not own the rights to this music, blah, 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 blah. Just like what you do on Facebook stuff. You have to put that
disclaimer. People do that on Facebook all the time. I do not own the rights to this music. Like, as if you're trying to claim it. Fucking ridiculous.
There's a lot of legalities with music and copyright stuff, so you got to be careful with that.
Corey and Alex could do a modern version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that. It's just a matter of getting my wife to agree to do it. Like, she's got a good singing voice. It would be great. Although, you know, a song like Baby It's Cold Outside, I don't want to offend anybody.
It is. I mean, it's kind of rapey.
It's very rapey. It's a very rapey song, as we all know.
Super rapey vibes.
Even Jack said less sexual assault version. Yes, because that song is definitely about sexual assault. I bet you if we threw a couple lines in about our wet ass, never mind. It would be perfectly.
The one comedian did it. Get all those likes. I know Ben Shapiro did it too, but oh,
yeah.
There will be no ops.
So Bill, do you have in your new place a little area where you have a studio set up to record this stuff, or are we gonna record our own verses and send them to you to clean up?
I don't have anything set up, but I could. I just haven't had the need to use it.
He's looking around like,
where can we put this set up?
Bill, you and I talked about this the other day. I think you need to find out about that one place we were talking about, and we will figure that out from there. The actual studio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, we're gonna be so official.
We could do that. There's a couple places we can do. We could do it here. Let me do it. Do my bathroom.
I was gonna say
not in the morning, but
great acoustics, right though, right?
Now. The acoustics great in the acoustics. Bathroom are amazing. Any bathroom.
He spikes her drink.
Wait, well, why that guy?
He doesn't spike her drink in the song. Stop it. She says that because she's had a couple too many drinks. Oh, what's in this drink? Come on, get out of here. The fuck out of here before I get spicy. I don't want to get spicy today. It's Christmas.
Eve.
It's the Christmas season.
Although it's the day after Christmas for me. I'm done. We're done.
You're done. He went full Cosby. You know it. He even stuck his finger in there to stir. Get spicy.
J-E-L-L-O.
Oh, shit. So what other questions do we have for Bill that he can answer for us? I am.
What did I say now, Alex?
Just everybody.
That's just in general. That's just in general.
Definitely just in general for you.
I think I fucked my brisket.
Bill. I've just got some Crown Royal and cranberry ginger ale.
Thank you, Justin. Simple at least today. I'm not the only one to see that.
Good morning, Justin. What's up, my dude?
They passed right over it.
Are all of you drinking? Am I the only one that's not?
I don't know.
I'm not drinking. I have a energy drink.
I'm enjoying.
I don't think
Christmas
Aaron started
morning.
Yet. I think I'm
tomorrow.
Just Coke.
Tomorrow is the gangster day. That's where we're going.
I got a little one. I'm going to go drink. I'll get crazier later, but that's what I'm going to do for now.
I could not give you any good help on your brisket. I've never cooked a brisket, to be honest. never been good at it. Mm-mm. I cooked steak. But he thinks he's fucked his brisket. Let me ask you, I was
waiting.
Wait, for who? Her?
I was waiting for you to see it. Justin, saw it like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
He fucked his brisket, yes. But, I just saw that. Did he fuck his brisket or did he fuck his brisket up?
I told him you're not supposed to fuck it. You're supposed to cook it.
Supposed to cook it.
It's tenderizing it. You're just tenderizing it.
How did I miss that? Was someone else talking at the same time?
Aaron was dying.
You were talking. Justin just jumped in.
That's it. That's it. I talk too much. Quite. I need to listen more.
There we go. Scoobs wants to know what your favorite Christmas snacks are.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I got this.
I'll start with number one, peanut butter blossoms.
I want a sponsorship. Fucking Little Debbie. These things are amazing.
Where's my wife?
This is my last box. I'm pissed, but I'm going to try to get some more today. There's my favorite. Those Christmas tree cakes are like crack.
Dude, those are my wife's favorite, the Christmas tree cakes. She got them this year, though, and she's like, oh, they taste really waxy this year. Like, she was disappointed. I was like, oh, shit.
They're not as good as normally.
Is it Little Debbie's? Amazing.
Yeah, Little Debbie's Christmas tree cakes.
Don't they have an ice cream?
Yes.
Little Debbie's, like, Christmas tree
cake? They have the nutty bar cakes and the ice cream and stuff. I mean, these are great. It's just a zebra cake, but the little green sprinkles on there just set them off. It's amazing. I love these things.
The green ones, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, dude, Scoobs is our resident snack guy. He loves snacks. For me, I really love chocolate chip cookies. Something about chocolate chip cookies screams Christmas to me. And the way my wife has been making them lately, she makes them with sliced almonds in them. Oh, my God, they're banging. But every Christmas, I used to get something called potato candy from my late aunt. I don't know. Has anybody ever tried potato candy?
No.
Anybody?
No, I've never heard of it.
Never even heard of it.
That doesn't even sound like it's good.
God, you guys are missing a fucking
treat. Is that a Pennsylvania Dutch thing?
It might be. It might very well be. I'm not positive. But it's like, God, I wish I could. Oh, you got the recipe for that? Fuck yeah. So it's like, is it instant mashed potatoes they used? Is that what they used in the recipe? It is super sweet, Charlie says. Yeah, and it's like a roll. They make like a little roll, and it's got peanut butter in it. It's got sugar. Are you HIV positive? I'm about to be diabetes positive. What the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
You might want to get tested for that, fucking your brisket and all, but Jesus Christ. Potato candy is delicious, though.
You're going to be he's
right
be
back
the
on topic. I love it. I love it.
My wife made peanut butter chocolate chip cookies yesterday.
They looked good.
Yeah, they are pretty delicious.
That's you're welcome.
And I go with it. Yeah, Aaron, I got some for you. I go with the fact that there's protein in peanut butter. So, like, maybe that's why it's healthy. No, they're not healthy at all, but they were delicious.
Solid.
Peanut butter pie. That's good, too. Anything with chocolate and peanut butter.
I fucking love peanut butter
that's
pie.
That's why I love the peanut butter blossoms.
My brother-in-law makes a mean peanut butter pie.
Jack makes a great point. It's Christmas. You're not meant to be healthy. Exactly. You're allowed to cheat a little bit around the holidays. Be good.
I wish I could get my mind into that set. Believe me, I hear you.
Yeah, but if you're hitting the gym regularly and you're getting your work in, I think you're allowed, man. You're allowed.
You're allowed a couple days around the holidays.
Don't hate yourself for eating some damn treats. Enjoy life a little bit. Let me tell you something. Someone could be the healthiest person ever. They could be a jogger. They could hit the gym, be as fit as can fucking be and die at 50. And then you could have someone who drinks beer and eats like shit for their entire life and they die at 90. Life's a fucking mystery, man. Enjoy it a little bit.
Cassie, okay. What's up, Cassie?
Absolutely. I just... I still look in the mirror and see that 400-pound man, you know what I'm saying? So that's the hard thing for me, you know?
But know in your heart what you're doing, brother, and know that you're on the right track. Not like me.
I think there was a Facebook post put in our group on our page. Just everybody should read it. Who gives a shit? Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I know that post. That's a good post. I wonder who posted that one.
Yeah.
Whoever posted that's pretty wise.
Scoob's got all gym junkie and now he hates joy. Hey, Jack, you're right, man. You're right. Body dysmorphia sucks, but one day can't hurt. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And like we tease and we joke a little bit, but you're right, Jack. Like that's a real deal. That's a real thing. But it's all right. How about Jared?
I'm surprised nobody said sugar plums.
I've never had a sugar plum.
So yes. Speaking of which, so I found this article, old school Christmas traditions that are no longer practiced. So I wanted to see you guys' thoughts. So with people with fireplaces, does anybody do Yule logs anymore?
No.
No? 12 Days of Christmas?
Anybody
still practice 12 Days of Christmas? No.
Never done that.
Homemade candy.
I've never done that, but wanted to try.
My great aunt always used to. She always used to. And that's where I got the potato candies from. She used to do potato candies, Buckeye balls, and then she would do her own little chocolate molds, like, and do some like peanut chocolate stuff. Like, she used to do the whole deal and give us a little box for Christmas every year.
That died with our parents' generation.
Yeah. Yep. Traditions aren't the same. And has anybody created their own? You start your own traditions with your families?
We do. I mean, you have to. For me, it was a little different because I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so I didn't have those traditions when I was a kid. But my favorite thing I do around Christmas time is we go to all the local. We go out to the golf course out there in Tuncanic, Stonehenge, and do the Christmas lights, and then we try to make one night of it because I only have my son part time. So we'll go to Stonehenge. We'll hit Naog. There's this nice alleyway right in Scranton that you go down, you can drive through. A guy puts a crazy light show in, and then there's a couple streets right after that that everyone goes all out for Christmas. There was actually a guy sitting out being Santa, and kids were taking, you know, and they go crazy. So that's what we do. That's one of our big Christmas traditions every year. I look forward to doing that.
Justin up in chat said, forget sugar plums. I'd rather candied bacon. I would like to try candied bacon. I've never had it.
It's delicious.
What about hiding a pickle in a brisket? I mean, Christmas tree.
Oh, what about that slick? That was slick. We used to have, Alex, do we still have that Christmas ornament? Did we put the pickle up in the tree? I think we have one, and we've always put it in.
I didn't even know. What the hell is that one about? I've never even heard that.
I have no idea what hiding
is. I don't know the reason behind it, but you.
It's an old German tradition.
You hide it in the tree, and, you know, when people come over, they're supposed to find your pickle.
So my dad used to do it. No, seriously. This is an old tradition. My dad used to do this, and he actually bought each one of he's my stepdad, so each one of the boys got a pickle for their tree. And what it is you have to hide the pickle in the tree somewhere, in the ornaments, and the person that finds it gets a special present.
There you go.
It's the pickle present that's set aside. And it's weird. I thought it was strange too, but he thought it was the biggest thing in the world, and he made such a big deal out of it. And I don't think I was like 12 when he started doing this shit. He's like, did you find the pickle? And I had the same reaction. You guys said, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What kind of fucking game are we playing?
Yeah, but it's an actual blown glass ornament. It's a pickle, and you put it in the tree somewhere. And you hide it amongst your other ornaments, and whoever finds it gets a special gift. No, Justin, not the type of special gift you're
doing. Keep the pickle inside your pants, Corey. Yeah. Don't pull the pickle out.
No.
Your wife said it. Don't pull the pickle out.
I was going to. No special present. I was going to look at that a little differently. You got to it before me, unfortunately. She said, we don't have a special present, so don't pull the pickle out.
I was halfway.
Don't worry, I won't.
I'm halfway through explaining this, and I'm like, this is not going to fucking end.
We don't need any more little bishops running around.
No.
I'm going to have to pull the pickle out. Sorry, babe.
When you were asking about snacks, I was saying, is my wife an option? But
2023, do people still send out Christmas cards?
This is one that we talked about the other day.
My mom still does.
We got a handful, and we never do it anymore. We never send them out. To be fair, we were going to, but we never got around to printing them out.
But everybody, like, I think texting, being able to text people took that away. Like, you can just instantly reach out to everybody you know.
Texting and email ruined
it. It's a personalized Merry Christmas right then and there, and it's... Mm-hmm.
Listen to some of our episodes where we discuss social media and how it's kind of... ruining the way we communicate and shit, even with people we love. Like the holidays, you all know about what's going on in your lives. What are you going to talk about at Christmas dinner? What are you going to talk about with your family that they don't already know? I love social media, but I also hate it at the same time. It's a really crazy double-edged sword. Like, there's so much good that comes from it, but good lord, I think there's so much more bad.
I'm sitting here watching Jared. He's like the principal of the school right now.
Yo, I forgot. I gotta go do the rest of my Christmas shopping.
All right, bro.
No worries, man. Thanks for popping on and helping us talk about the Christmas album. We cannot wait to get that done, brother.
Yeah. Don't forget my present, Bill.
Yeah, I'm okay. Mine either.
Yeah, and don't put your pickle in the brisket.
Fuck the brisket.
Find the pickle.
All right.
See you, buddy. But it's funny because you can tell when Jared's kind of getting fed up with us because we're going spiraling. He's like bringing us back in. He's reeling us back. He's like, hey, so let's give Christmas cards.
He's playing my usual role now.
He's a moderator. I love it.
No, I do not get annoyed, but I thought it was funny because there's another one that could probably go a different way. But do people still cook the Christmas goose?
No, I've never had a Christmas goose.
I've never had goose. I have once.
I've never had goose, period.
But it was one of those gherkin things. Or it was goose, it was a goose stuffed with turkey, stuffed with something else. It was fucking weird.
It wasn't good either. If we're going to talk about that, no one does the goose. What kind of non-traditional Christmas meals do you do? Like, because I know most people do a turkey or a ham.
I drink my dinner tonight.
You drink your dinner tonight?
Yeah. Christmas Eve is just kind of like a crapshoot because, you know, it's such a hectic time. You know, usually by 8, 9 o'clock, things are calmed down, so we just kind of do whatever.
Manicotti.
You know, I think last year I was making burgers on the flat grill. It just depends on the day.
My wife's big thing is lasagna. So we do, again, us being in the more healthier, trying to get into, you know, enjoying ourselves, but still, she does a keto lasagna. So instead of the noodles, she uses turkey, like sliced turkey. And that's the noodles, and she makes it. And
that's really good.
It's delicious. It's still not the healthiest thing, but it's healthier than normal. But it's delicious. I love when she does it. I'm looking forward to that. It sounds good. Yeah.
I see a lot of people doing Italian and whatnot. Allie says manicotti or lasagna. My mom's made lasagna a couple of times.
Lasagna is a staple of mine.
Delicious. Jack says we have 10 kilograms of prawns. If that's true, I want to sit at your table. I think that would be incredible. The gamer mom Lisa says seafood sauce. Yes. Oh my God. Charlie, he says I get cards from two types of people. First are the older people, or second, the well-off people who want to brag. Yeah, and you know what? The second type, the well-off people who want to brag, not only do they send you a card, they send you a newsletter. They send you a newsletter to update you about their year. Yes. Oh, prime rib. That's such a good one. My dad makes prime rib.
Daddy Bishop's in the house.
Oh, my God. The prime rib we had. Well, I don't know. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before. So good. I love
this. I got prime rib this year? Waiting for Christmas.
Aaron, did you know before he was a police officer, he was a chef?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
You know the old restaurant that just got torn down over in Einan, Sebastianelli's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He used to work there. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cassie, what'd you get in your Christmas card? Who gave it to you? Cassie used to work with me down at my old community. I'd love to say
it. Maybe it was Aaron.
Maybe it was Aaron.
No, it wasn't me. No.
No more hound dog. Oh, yeah.
Joe, the boss, the GM that's down there. Nothing was in it, the cheap bastard.
How about Merry Christmas?
Talk Here's about a big, Grinch.
Fat ball of nothing.
Yep. Oh, Joe Rim. Okay, he's our sewer guy. Yeah, Joe Rim's. He's a good egg.
The calamari, mussels, shrimp, scallops, clams. That sounds good. My wife is allergic to shellfish. So there's no seafood in this house, unfortunately. Sounds delicious, though.
My wife won't cook seafood at all because she doesn't like it. So I never get to have seafood. For a split second yesterday when I went down to Weiss by myself, I considered getting myself a shrimp cocktail ring. And I should have grabbed it while I was there. I wanted to.
Have any of you guys ever done the Seven Fishes?
Seven Fishes? Clearly, I haven't.
It's an Italian thing.
Sounds dirty.
It's gross. But I forget what the seven are, but it's
every pen in hand.
They get worse and worse.
They get worse and worse? What do you mean?
I think
you're not a seafood guy, though.
I think Lisa had a lot of it.
Calamari, mussels, shrimp, scallops, clams, scungle.
And there's one. There's another one too. But that scungle is fucking.
That's disgusting. No,
scallops are underrated. I love fried scallops. They're so good.
I like seafood. Most of that I'd eat, but you get to that scungle, it's no.
See, the one that I can't is calamari. I can't do calamari because it's like bubble gum to me. It's not the flavor.
Try it fried. It's so good.
I have, and maybe it's because I had it from the wrong place. But I had fried calamari once, and it was like chewing bubble gum. It was rubbery, and I didn't like it.
Your kitchen probably smells like it needs penicillin after all that fish in there.
The name is gross, even, my wife says. Oh, Alex. I really wish I could get her to try more seafood. She actually tried a scallop once and enjoyed it. I had her taste some when I went to the boathouse with her years ago. But she can't do it because of the texture. Anybody who hates seafood, is it the texture or the taste that you can't get by?
Yep. I'm so sorry.
Let that one's not even, dude. I didn't even leave that one open. That was legitimately about food.
You can't do that in here. You just can't.
Not I'm with sorry. Us. Not with us.
Hold on.
I tried so hard not to laugh.
Here's the banner. Here's the banner. Have at it.
I'm so sorry.
I
just saw Aaron lose it and I was done. Aaron was
trying and I
started to hear the chuckle and I was like, oh boy.
The best part was he was being so serious and I was like, keep it together, asshole. Don't laugh. And then
I saw a post on Facebook this morning and I immediately thought of you guys because it said the caption said, one day I'll be mature enough to read this without laughing my ass off. And it was a picture of Earth and a picture of Uranus. And it said 63 Earths can fit inside Uranus.
Yes.
And I'm like, That'll be funny until the day I die. Like, what the? Allie says, King doesn't like the taste of crab and things like that. He only eats fish and shrimp. I'm a crab, crawfish, shrimp, calamari person. Crab is my favorite. Crab is my favorite meat. I love it. Even the artificial shit. What do they call it? Yeah, fucking stupid. Yeah. Artificial crab.
Crab is like mid my list. Lobster imitation. Is number one.
Imitation crab. That stuff's pretty good. I don't even care. Tilapia.
What is tilapia? What kind of fish?
That's
kind of like flounder.
Yeah, kind of looks like flounder.
Tilapia is good. It's really a white meat, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good.
See, my wife does like calamari. She said, I'll make the mistake of ordering it wrong on the date night. There were certain nights, a couple of places. It depends on where you go, Corey, for the calamari. She was talking about the calamari.
Yeah, and Charlie mentioned it too. He's like, did you get it from Elegante? It might have been Elegante that I got it from.
Seafood around here is gross.
Yes.
Even dude, Cooper's. Everybody loves Cooper's. Cooper's seafood is gross. It's all been frozen. If you freeze seafood, it turns to shit.
You want good seafood, you have to go up to like North New England, Maine, Massachusetts, get it fresh off the sea. Yep. Then
right on the coast.
Yep.
North Carolina has good seafood.
Listen, I went up to Maine with Alex once, and the seafood up there is... looking amazing. The lobster is so damn cheap.
Cold water.
Oh my god. The any restaurant you go to up there, absolutely fantastic. I got fish and chips at like a little corner stand. The best fish and chips basket I ever had. It was incredible. It's so good. I kind of want to go back to Maine now, Al.
Down in North Carolina, I got the fish and chips, dude. This is the first fish and chips I had. Like, they had the fries underneath and the fish, big piece of fucking fish sitting on top. I went to go like move it to the side. It was still flaky. Like I picked it up and it just started. The whole thing started to flake apart. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Corey, it looks like you're going to Maine, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down. I need the money. I need to have that extra income flowing in from this podcast. So, guys, make sure that you head on over to our website that Jared put together for us.
I was waiting for it.
It's nonsenseanddeepthoughts.onpodium.co. Now, nonsense and deep thoughts, it's all hyphenated in between the words. Okay, so visit the website. There is a little donate tab up there. And with that donate tab, if you feel so inclined to help support the show, the main goal is to help get everybody here the right equipment that they need to put out the best product that we fucking can for you. So it's not necessary, but it is an option. And, you know, the next best option is to go onto Facebook and all these other social media sites and like, comment, share on everything. We love you guys forever for that. I like how I worked that plug in. That was beautiful.
You guys could just go up, visit Scoobs, stay at his place. He's only like 40 minutes from Maine.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Drive in.
There you go. And Jared's on top of things, dropping the link into chat. Make sure you check out that website. Guys, the other cool thing that you could do from there is go on over and leave us a review as well. Those reviews, you guys might not know this, but those reviews mean a lot to the show. Those reviews will help us in any kind of algorithm when anybody's searching for our show or our topics. Like if they search and they find one of our show topics, you having those reviews there for us means the world. It will put us above everybody else. Really does. Really cool. Really awesome. Gotta like it.
Carl, what's up, buddy?
Ruth Bay Harbor has a place called Kaler's that makes breaded fried lobster with drawn butter. Oh my god, so damn good. Can feel my arteries harden anytime I have it. Yeah.
I'm going to buy a fucking lobster tail tonight. Shit.
That does sound good.
God damn.
Some crab meat, man. Some crab Alfredo. That is the shit right there. I love some crab Alfredo. That is my favorite. Alex says sold. So when are we going to Maine then? She's talking about trying to get a trip to North Carolina. So she's got something where she's reaching out to this company that provides a vacation to families with children that have disabilities and whatnot. So, she has an interview next week, I think it is. And there's a possibility we might have a vacation in North Carolina, which would be pretty cool. But if we do that, then I lose vacation time, Alex. How am I going to take you to Maine? Not like I'm going to have the money to go to Maine anyway. We are doing Christmas Eve at my mom's.
Scoobs, we are not doing that.
This is the first Christmas day we don't have to go to someone's house. It's that's Christmas. Cool.
We're trying to keep this podcast light and airy, and we're not going to toxify it with that shit.
Fluffy and sparkly.
Yeah, no, I heard you reading that, Corey, Alexandra's comment.
Yes.
I'm staying home. Like, everybody that is coming to my house, I'm not going anywhere.
So, listen, we started doing this years back. I don't know if it was 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever the case may be. It's so underrated. So, as a kid, my parents would, you know, we'd wake up, we'd do our Christmas stuff, and then we'd end up going to visit family throughout the day. We would make a couple different stops. And as a kid, when you have Christmas and you have all that stuff at home, being taken away from that immediately to go out kind of sucked. So when our kids started getting a little bit older, we got tired of going places. So my wife and I decided it's time to stay home. If people want to come visit us on Christmas Day, by all means, come see us. It's fine. But we're going to be home. And let me tell you, it is the best decision I have ever made. When you have kids, I think it is super important to let them stay home on Christmas. Yes, they get the week off from school. But, dude, there's something to be said for it. Like, it's so relaxing when you have kids to stay home all day on Christmas. Mm-hmm. I like to set our visits up around it. Like, today we have our visits. At noon, I'm going to my father's house for a brunch. We're going to have sausage and gravy and biscuits and a bunch of other shit. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to my father-in-law's. And then we come back to the house. We do a little bit of hot cocoa, Christmas movies, all that. But then tomorrow, as in years past, my new Christmas tradition. This is my tradition I started for me. I wake up in the morning. I have a glass of Crown Royal. The kids open the presents. They play all day. I drink all day. It's fan-fucking-tastic. You can't beat it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, when we bought the house, it's so nice to be able to just stay home, let the kids just do their thing, relax, not have to run to 6 different houses, stay home. Everyone comes to us, grandparents and stuff like that. It's great.
Mm-hmm. So what are your guys' plans for today and tomorrow? You got anything fun going on?
I'll be here most of the day, and then I have to work tomorrow night. So
Nothing crazy.
Life of a police officer.
That's what happens, man.
Or security officer. You kind of do both.
We do a little bit of both. Board. Yeah, buddy.
And stealing
cop cars.
Yeah.
That was I got to tell you stealing cop cars. I had so much fun doing that yesterday. The reactions we were getting from people, like that one lady, did you see the, I don't think I put it on, it's on my personal page, but the yoga instructors outside, my son's best friend and his girlfriend were running around with me filming everything. And she's like, do you think I get the Grinch to do this, whatever the hell position?
Downward dog.
Right. And Pat's like, you don't know him. He'll do whatever you tell him to. Like, just boom. And she messaged me last night and she goes, thank you so much for doing that. I was going through some stuff. I've had a rough couple of weeks, whatever it was. And she goes, just made my day. I was like, well, that's cool. But I Cassie just said it. I love doing shit like this. I think last Easter, I bought this giant chicken. Like, no, it was a duck. Duck costume, like you know those big zip-up ones that Walmart sells.
Yeah.
So I bought this freaking thing, and I'm just running through the halls at work, fucking with people. It was so much fun. So yesterday was a good time. I enjoyed it. The kids had fun. We were out for like I want to say 3 hours. Like I even had somebody in the checkout line of the drive-through at McDonald's get out of their car and want to take a selfie with me because I was sitting there with this fucking mask on. So it was fun. It was a good time.
Jack up there says traveling with kids sucks over Christmas. They will lose everything. Solid point. You are absolutely right. Papa Bishop there says I used to hate dragging you kids everywhere, and I do believe I was the one that mentioned you guys staying home and not having to worry about going anywhere. Yeah, I believe you did say that to us, and ever since then it has been an absolute blessing. I love it. Does Cassie have kids of her own?
No. If Cassie had kids, I think Cassie's what, 22? Cassie has.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's too young for that. Well, shit. Cassie, well, did something change in the past year, Cass?
I'm just asking because she mentioned about she's yet to spend a Christmas at home. So if that's the case, if you do not have children yet, when the time comes, I highly suggest when you have little ones of your own, you stay home. Stay home. Enjoy Christmas Day with your little family. Enjoy. When the time comes. Now, I don't think Aaron or myself or anyone here is going to rush that on you. No. Take your time. Take your time. Enjoy. I've got a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and now a newborn. She's 7 months old, so it's all. I'm never gonna have a house that's empty. It's cool.
Yeah, the whole newborn. I'm getting too old for that stuff, man. I don't know how you do it. God bless you.
Oh my God, listen, guys. Oh my God.
I told him he was crazy from the beginning.
I feel so old sometimes. It's so ridiculous.
There's been conversations where I feel like I'm the old guy. Like, back in my day, we used to, you know, you youngins don't know what it's like anymore.
Catch yourself saying that. My parents used to.
I'm my dad. Oh, no.
If Santa isn't real, why can I track him on my phone? Oh, my God. Quiet. Let's not speak too loud, lest any little ears be listening. You know, all the kids in my house
know. It's funny that the one topic we won't hit is Santa being real or not.
Jared, where's yours at with all that? Does he still believe?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we went to the mall the other day, and he was like, oh, I didn't know Santa was here. So, I mean, so he still believes. I haven't said anything.
I figured maybe we could make a quick little thing about that. Like, without you speaking out loud about it, Jared, just in case he walks by you or anything.
He's not here, so.
Okay, all right. For those of you who have kids, at what age did they start questioning or stop believing? And what is it you told them about the whole situation, about Santa, about what Santa really is?
I'll tell you, I had this conversation with Christian last year at my dining room table. And he's like, I know the story. So I'm like, well, let me explain something to you. I said, it may not be a person, but it's a concept. And I said, you have to understand, like last year, I said, I'll use Bill, because Bill and I ran around and bought some stuff for some kids that were less fortunate. And I said, you know, those kids don't know where that stuff came from. So it's a concept that
is there that Santa in theory is providing for other people. So then it made sense. He understood it. So yeah, maybe the physical being is not something that the kids are ever going to see, but if you keep that spirit and that concept alive in their heads and teach them that way, Santa's very real.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jack, I don't know if I have a solid answer for you about what age is the right age, if three is too young or not. I think that's up to you. And like Aaron said, like the way I explained it to my kids when I told them this year, and I was really hoping that they were there because they started questioning, and I'm like, yes, finally, thank God. Because I was tired of it. How I explained it is kind of similar to how Aaron explained it. Like Santa, the person isn't real, but Santa is real. Santa Claus is the spirit of giving selflessly without needing to feel rewarded or without getting that pat on the back or without getting that thank you for giving what you gave. So, I mean, I think it's really up to you and when you tell them. Because if you explain it like that, like, listen, Santa, the person's not real, but Santa, it's the spirit of Christmas. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think three is too young. I would have told my kids if my wife would have let me, because I'm in the same boat. Like, I just think it's, I don't know. I get it. Parents like to leave that magic of Christmas with the kids. They like them to go through the Santa phase and enjoy all things Santa Claus and the movies and the books and everything else. But at the end of the day, that's your decision, man.
I think what changed it for me was that Christmas has been so commercialized since we've been kids to now. And everybody's Santa's going to bring you this, Santa's going to bring you that. And it's like, you know, that's not what Santa's about. And it's really not even what the holiday's about. But, you know, that the spirit of Christmas and everything else has just been lost in fucking Walmart and online shopping and all this other crap. It's taken all the fun out of it. So I don't know. But I think the concept of Santa needs to be kept alive and well forever. But yeah, that's my opinion.
Keep on this topic. If you want to take the reins for a bit, I got a special guest that wants to come talk about Santa real quick.
Okay.
It's 1 second.
Alex says, let them be children. The world sucks. Let them have
100%.
That. I mean, that's a good point,
amen,
too.
Amen, Alex.
That's a solid point, too.
See, I never had that issue.
Cassie.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, you tell your story, and then I'll get to Cassie and Alex, because Cassie wants to know how my wife ruined the Tooth Fairy. And I will tell that story when you're done with your Santa stuff.
So I go back and forth. I struggle with it because as I said earlier, I grew up never believing because my parents' religion. So now having kids, my son's 12 and he says he still believes. I don't know truly. But I'm going to, I just had this conversation with my wife the other day. I'm like, have you ever seen Corey's post? Cause I've seen you post about how to explain Santa. Yeah. And I'm like, this is like, and then I actually texted her really quick because she's watching. I'm like, this is what I was talking about the other day when it comes to that time of explaining to our daughter that still does believe at 7. And see, I never had to experience not know like that heartbreak of whether he's real or not, because I never believed when I was, you know, when I was a kid. My being in the religion I was a part of and stuff like that, we never celebrated anything, birthdays, any holiday. No holiday was celebrated. So I go back and forth.
I let Phoebe tell me.
Mm-hmm. We waited for the most part.
It was 2 years ago. And like I could see like things we were doing. And when we were talking, I could see it in her that she didn't believe. So I started to question her a little bit. And she was like, eh. And I was like, well, just tell me yes or no. And she was like, no, I know it's you guys. And I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, like you always.
Where's this Batman? Why does he keep breaking into people's houses?
That is the absolute best.
That is the best.
I love it.
I can't fit into that anymore.
You can't fit into that? Did that hurt? Did that hurt, Jared?
A little bit.
Dude, Charlie makes a great point. He says, when you see Christmas stuff after Labor Day, you get kind of numb to the Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... And I get it. to an extent, but after Labor Day, that is way too early. It just doesn't feel like the holiday anymore. After Thanksgiving is one thing, but when it's that early, it's crazy because it's there the whole time. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, my wife likes to start decorating in the middle of November, but decorating inside our own home because, you know, the world is shit. Enjoy something you love. That's cool. But even I said the other day to her, not the other day, just last night to her, I was like, it just doesn't really feel like Christmas to me this year. It's, I don't know what it is.
It's the weather.
But something's off. And well, the weather, I care less about the weather because I hate snow. But you're right. Like, there's no snow. And I don't know, man. Maybe it's the state of the world, the economy, not being able to afford things that you want to afford. And like, I feel like I can't get anybody anything this year.
I think you're not the only one. It was like that for me. Like, it doesn't feel like Christmas this year. I know Phoebe's been the same way.
Yeah.
Corey, have you ever tried doing a Christmas club? That's what my wife and I do. That's the only way we can afford.
Yeah, I don't have one. I don't even have the... Honestly, I don't even have the luxury of, like, stashing shit to the side. I should try to start stashing, like, even 10 bucks from each paycheck throughout the year to try to save up. But, oh, man.
I think that's what my wife sets as a side. I don't know how much she does because I have no idea what's in our bank account. But it's probably a good thing. I ask her, hey, can I do this? But anyway, that's what she does. She sets it aside because otherwise everything is like so expensive.
Alex, you started telling the story before I could tell it. What's wrong? What's
yeah,
wrong
I saw. I was waiting for it. I want to hear the story.
She knows how you guys get. You go spiraling out of
yeah,
control.
Yeah, she's right. She's like, he's not going to get back to him. He's not getting back to it. But anyway, so since she started to post it up there in chat, and this is how all the stuff started because she ruined the tooth fairy. She said, I was super pregnant and extremely tired. Forgot to take her tooth and put a dollar down. Corey will explain the rest. So she did that. She forgot. My daughter comes into the bedroom in the morning. I'm already at work. The daughter starts complaining. The tooth fairy didn't come. Why didn't the tooth fairy come? This is the second time. It was like the second or third time my wife forgot to put a dollar under it. And what she normally does is she tells her to go back to bed, and then she'll sneak back in there and put the dollar in or whatever she goes there while she falls back asleep. So she told her, go back in, lay down. Maybe she'll still come. So daughter leaves the room, comes back in an hour later. My wife fell asleep again, forgot again. So, she comes in and says it again. She still didn't come. And the wife says something along the lines of, oh, shit, I forgot. And my daughter, her face lights up. And she's like, you're the tooth fairy. She throws her fucking tooth at her and leaves the room stomping. Glorious. And she comes back. My wife calls her back in later, like 10 minutes later. And she comes in and she's like standing there and she's trying so hard not to smile. And she got her to break down. She's like, yes, I'm the tooth fairy. And my daughter starts laughing and smiling. She wasn't too upset. But, dude, she threw her tooth at my wife.
Jeez.
My son lost his last weekend. And when we were out doing the Christmas lights. And luckily, my wife remembered to put the money under there. But we forgot to bring the tooth in because we were in my car. And we never put the tooth underneath the pillow. And we were in the car, and she's like, well, you got to come up with some kind of story to the fact that the tooth fairy, I'm like, oh, yeah, the tooth fairy came in my car. My window, my door was cracked. My window was cracked. It snuck in, took the tooth. And trying to preserve it as long as we can. I don't know. He's getting older. Not liking it.
My son got a $20 bill once because I didn't have a dollar in my wallet.
Inflation. Oh shit.
Yes, dude, inflation.
I was so happy when the charade was over because it's, guys, it's so much work.
Well, so you want to talk about charade? The elf on the shelf.
Oh, man, I hate that. I've never done it. I don't do it. I won't do it.
And I love my wife, but man, I wish we never did. The one night we both were engaging in Christmas cheer a little bit too much, and
Do you want to hear the rest of this?
3 o'clock in the morning. No, it was the best 10 seconds of her life. But 3 o'clock in the morning, she jumps
Danielle,
up.
Your wife remembers everything.
Did you do the elf? I'm like, huh? So she ran down at 3:30 in the morning to move. to move it. So
I'm so glad I missed that thing.
Wife says I made shit magical for 13 years. She did. Okay, so she didn't do Elf on the Shelf, but every Christmas Eve we used to go to her aunt's house for dessert and snacks and stuff like that. So we'd be leaving the house and she would always be the last one out, and she would put out a box from the elves that had pajamas and a DVD of a movie in it, like a little Christmas movie. And our kids were always amazed. And when they found out that, you know, Santa is a spirit and not a person, they're like, wait, how did you do the elf boxes? They were like so baffled by this. I'm like, are you kidding me? Mom was always the last one out of the house. Do you think she really had to pee before we left every time we left the house? Like,
they don't remember that she had to go pee year after year after year.
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
They don't give a shit at that age. No. They're just worried about the presents they're getting.
Yeah, because for kids, that's what it is. You try to instill in them the good values, but really, to kids,
well, yeah, but kids. At that age, that's all it was about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and you know what? The parents love it. I love when my kids open up gifts and they're super excited and they're happy. No doubt. Like it's no doubt. Nothing beats that. That is a man's gift. That is a father's gift, I believe. So you guys, I'm gonna pose this question to you guys. Do you care if you get anything for Christmas, or would you prefer to just have your happy family, like, having the shit that they want?
I could give two shits about what I get. Exactly. If I get anything,
I don't care as long as everybody else is happy.
That's it. People don't understand that part either.
Mm-hmm. No, we did spoil ourselves a little bit this year, but other than that, for the most part, I could care less. As long as I tell the kids all the time, it doesn't matter. I don't care what I get. I worry about spending $10 to get a bottle of liquor compared to, but then for them, they want a $20 stuffed animal. Okay. You know, like yep. Some, I don't care about me. It's not why I bust my ass at work every day, you know?
I think a lot of that goes unnoticed and undiscussed. I don't think people really realize how little it takes for a man, for a father to be happy. And how much we would go without in order to give to those that we love. Just like you, Mark, I was the same way. It was 2 years ago. We were over at Gabe's in Dixon City, and I found a Carhartt jacket for $70. I'm like, you know what? I could really use a jacket. And then I looked at it. I'm like, it's cheaper than normal, but it's $70, man. I can't get it. And I stood there for like 10 minutes thinking about it, and then I walked away. And Alex looks at me, and she's like, you really need a jacket. You just go buy the damn jacket. You need it. She forced me to buy this thing because I struggled to spend that money on myself.
My wife like does the same thing.
If she needed one or if they needed one, it was $50, $60, $70, I'd drop it in a heartbeat.
Yep. My wife does the same thing for me.
I don't think
she pushes me.
Yeah, I don't think people realize the sacrifice that men make and how simple we really are. And that could be a nice topic for another episode, Justin. Mm-hmm. I think we can get into that a little bit more.
I had a cool experience yesterday. I had to take, well, Mark knows, I took Reagan, my goddaughter, to bowling. And I don't know what she did with you or not, Mark, but you got to wait till you see what she bought you. But we went into Five Below, and she wanted to buy something for Isaac. So I said, yeah, let's get, you know, watching her just grab random shit off the shelf and throw it in the cart, to me was so awesome to watch. The joy on that little kid's face. Knowing that she was doing this for her brother and doing this for mommy and doing this for daddy. That was just a cool experience. Like, my kids are grown. I don't get to see that anymore. But it really brought back to me, like, this is what the shit's about. So it's not about us. It's not about me. It's about them. And I think it was just so cool to watch again yesterday to see her running around. Just, I can't wait till you open your shit, dude.
So that's awesome. She hid, because I went to help her get the bag ready for mommy. So she hid my stuff in the closet so I didn't see it. And I helped her get the bag ready and then for mom. And I started for Isaac, but we wanted to take her down to get her hair done at the one place. So Danielle came in and finished, but then Danielle did my bag and she was so excited. She's like, you can't come in here yet. I was getting ready to go take a shower. And she's like, no, you can't come in here yet. You can't see. And it was just, it's.
And to show you how sharp this kid is, she made me put in three different bags when we were checking the stuff out. Normally people would throw it into one bag and just sort it later. She goes, this is mommy's bag. This is for dada. This is for Isaac. So I was like, she gets it. She understood where we had to sort everything so no one could see what. It was so cute.
And Aaron, Aaron, I absolutely love how involved you are with her. I love it.
Oh, she talked all week. I told her all week because we needed some time to wrap. And because both of my wife and my work schedule is absolutely insane. We work, you know, she sometimes works till 8 o'clock at night. I'm the same way. So we needed some time and we asked Aaron, and all week long she talked about how she wanted to, she was so excited that Uncle Aaron was taking her bowling.
So, yeah, but let me put the other spin on this. I don't think Corey was in for the conversation when she originally asked me to take her on Saturday. So then, like, I think it was Thursday night, I get a text. Like, you don't have to worry about Saturday. I'm like, well, why? She's like, well, I was a little under the weather and I feel bad asking you to take her on a holiday weekend. I'm like, bro, we got plans. Like, you're not, we're not taking that away. So it was cool. I was happy to see her. You know, my work schedule has been crazy. You know, and she's a little older now, so it's easy to just go grab and go, you know. So I really, I'm glad to spend the time with her that I get to now too. It's a lot of fun. So
she loved it.
So I got two more things in mind for today, since we're already at that hour mark. Jared had prepared a little bit of Christmas trivia for everybody. So I want to get to that, and then I have one more quick thing after that. So I don't know what you guys might have in mind, but those are my two things left. If you have something else, feel free to add it. But we'll get into some we'll get into some trivia quick, some Christmas trivia.
I have one thing after that real quick. So
okay. So people in chat, make sure you're participating in this trivia, because this is I'm shaking my camera. This is really for you guys.
And all don't cheat. Don't Google.
No Googling. We need
unless you have to, but
we need you guys in chat to help answer these questions. All right.
All right. So let me pull this one up because I did. Some
what's going on, Rapid Dave?
All right, so this one's for the sports guys.
Oh God!
Uh-oh.
See, the NFL game played on Christmas Eve in 1977 featured a play that became known as the Ghost to the Post, 42-yard pass by Ken Stabler to a player nicknamed the Ghost to set up a game-tying field goal. Who was the Ghost?
Aaron, you were alive for that, weren't you?
No, and you're the football guy, so I'm going to leave this one to you, bud.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have absolutely no idea.
I know the play name. All right, so I'll give you a multiple choice. We'll go with Red Grange, David Casper, Kevin Casper, or Casper Wells.
Well, you're throwing Casper into the friendly ghost. See, I see what you're doing here. I have no idea.
Casper Wells. I have no clue.
I'm going to say David Casper.
Corey?
Casper Wells.
Justin's right. It's Dave Casper.
Fuck you, Justin.
I'll side with Justin.
So here's where Aaron got that right, though. David Casper was nicknamed after Casper, the friendly ghost.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You get half a point.
Red Grange was called the Galloping Ghost. Kevin Casper was actually born one day before that game, so that was not the incorrect answer. And Casper Wells was in Major League Baseball. So,
Well, that's why I know that name.
Me too.
And then one more question here for the sports guys. Let's see if you guys know this one. In Christmas Vacation, Clark was wearing a navy blue baseball cap that represented which NFL team?
Chicago Bears.
There you go.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, hold on, that one
on.
I knew.
Hold on. I got the Blackhawks jersey on.
That's fucking dope.
All right, now we can go with everybody. These are general questions. A lot of them are movie questions. I was trying to stump Corey with this one.
I can't answer this one.
According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas?
All right, now everybody sing it in your heads.
It's 8 maids of milking.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct.
I had to sing the whole song, though, in my head.
I don't even remember the whole song.
Joe, for our podcast, our album, we need to make our own version of the 12 Days of Christmas. That just hit me. Okay,
that's
sorry.
A great idea.
So in the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
Hmm.
We're so good at this, guys.
We gotta get, listen, you gotta give chat some time to answer.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're waiting on.
Yeah, yeah.
have you guys never watched this movie?
I've watched this movie. I actually just watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Don't talk about Fight Club. This is an easy one too. I won't say anything.
I'd say I don't know it. So,
God, what the hell was it? The Code of Elves.
I think I'm entirely too involved in Christmas. Maybe that's my problem.
Listen, the kids. I'm going to be just as surprised as the kids tomorrow when they open their presents because I have no idea what we got them. So,
you sound like every day, right?
But you know, fantastic. If we treated every day like it was Christmas, guys.
Oh, there we go. That is correct.
I was trying to throw some hints to you.
Oh, I'm way too involved in Christmas.
Strikeout beer, got it.
Yeah, baby.
There we go. In Home Alone, where were the McAllisters going on vacation when they left Kevin behind?
Come on, guys.
I know. Which I think one? I know this one.
Which yeah. one?
The first one.
The original.
One
or the, second one? The original? Home
Alone. Yeah.
I think I know this one. I'm just going to hold out.
The second one that went to Miami.
Yeah.
Yes. Strikeout beer. Yep.
That one I knew.
Woo. Yeah, I knew that one too. The second one was Florida, right?
Yeah, Miami.
Yeah. So, all right, this one. Elvis isn't going to have a white Christmas. He's going to have a.
We all start chuckling like it has nothing to do with the question, but we're all chuckling.
Man, Strikeout is on it.
Yeah, they are. Blue,
did you give them blue, these questions in advance?
Christmas without you.
How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
Oh.
I know this one too. I'm trying to think.
Pretty sure I know. I'm going to hold on to it. Let these guys do it.
I think I might.
I feel like this is a trick question. Yeah.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Got it.
It's it.
Yep.
Charles and Strikeout got it.
Yeah.
There it
Strikeout,
is.
Strikeout, right?
Yeah, because you got to count the first
That's
one.
That's what I thought. Yep. I originally thought three,
tricky,
two.
Tricky.
I thought 3-2, and then I thought about the four.
And I will tell you this. My favorite version of that is Mickey's Christmas Carol. I used to watch that when I was a kid religiously. When Goofy was coming down the steps as Jacob Marley. Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Scrooged.
Just watched that this morning.
Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Scrooge was good, but I'm talking about Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Gotta
watch
that. I know.
Scrooge is the one I watched mainly.
Bill Murray's hysterical. A friend of mine finally got me to watch that last year. I've never seen it as much as I love
Bill Murray's appearance in that. His appearance in Zombieland was fantastic.
Yeah. What was the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in Santa Claus?
Papa Shisho.
Someone had to do it.
Wrong strikeout.
Close.
Very close.
No cigar.
Close. Think of underwear. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right.
Now, what was the name of that last ghost that visited Scrooge in the Christmas phone. Carol?
Oh, did it autocorrect on you, Strikeout?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Alan or RD. I know RD hopped in before.
Anybody remember the last ghost that appeared?
In Scrooged?
Christmas Carol, just the original.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ghost of Christmas Future. What was
it?
Christmas Present.
Specific name.
Oh, I just thought. Good luck.
Because I was thinking Ghost of Christmas Future.
Oh yeah, that's the only thing I know it is.
Does anyone know the name of this besides Jared right now?
I'm probably not.
Rapid Dave doesn't even know. Uh-oh.
He had to throw some tough ones in there.
He's been on fire. Uh, Dun, 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 dun.
Don't think anybody's getting it. So, here we go. The Ghost of the Christmas Yet to Come.
So, I mean, kind of the Christmas future, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, but yet to come is the way it's got to be. Okay.
Yes, sir.
In the movie Elf, how does Buddy get to the North Pole?
Aha.
Sorry, I had to
That's
wait.
One I know. Sorry.
that was hilarious.
That's our kind of people, man. Yeah, our kind of people watch us from the toilet. That's what's up.
That's two today.
Yeah. Yeah. Two people watching us from the shitter today. I like it. How? And show of hands. Anybody else watching us from the shitter?
Wagner says walk. So Strikeout Bear says Santa brings him. How did Santa bring him to the North Pole? There we go.
There she is. Crawls into Santa's bag.
Anybody watch The Grinch? Like, is that one of their shows that they watch every year?
Like, which one? The original?
The original one or the Jim Carrey one?
Jim Carrey.
I haven't watched the Jim Carrey one.
We started watching it last night. We didn't finish.
What time is the Grinch set to have dinner with himself? And he can't cancel.
Oh, God. That was part of the show we watched. He was standing outside of his thing. Out of his house.
Going through his planner.
Mm-hmm.
Gets in that big old sack. Mm-hmm.
God, we watched this last night.
Were you awake?
Yeah.
So Cassidy awake. Says four. It is not four. It is not seven. Getting closer. Wags is six.
Five. That's the only one that wasn't guessed yet.
Said four. Said six. We're close. Five.
6:30.
Dinner with myself. Can't cancel that.
Again.
4:20. Papa Bishop says 4:20.
Yeah.
Justin likes that one.
So yes, our last question. What are the four main food groups for elves?
Oh, I got this one last night, so I can't answer it. This is a good one. I mean, they're good food groups, guys.
It's a great question.
I'll still have time to stare off into the abyss. Yes.
How awesome was he in that movie?
Sure, it was great.
It took him so long just to make up.
Merry Christmas, Catherine. Morgan Catherine, I appreciate that.
Candy, candy corns, candy canes.
And
three.
And one more. Oh, I know the fourth one.
I know the fourth one, too.
Can I
think anyway.
The last one is
he pulls it out of his sleeve.
I think I have some. What are the four main food groups for elves? So according to the movie Elf.
Good.
Ha ha. It's a typo, but he got it. It's a typo, but he got it. Is.
Yep.
Maple syrup. Yes, Morgan got it too. There we go. We got it.
I know she'd figure it out.
Not that Danielle jumped in. Ready to be late, honey.
All right. Call my daughter Miss Late to the party because we will talk about something. And then 10 minutes later, my daughter comes up to us and says the same exact shit we were just talking about.
Good job.
All right,
good
little job, Miss Late to the party. Thank you.
Whatever.
Thanks for the faith. Daniel says, whatevs. Now, that was the last question?
Yes, that was the last one.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to get a little sappy on everyone. Bear with me.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to take a minute.
Do it.
But around this time of year, it can be tough for everybody. And I know for myself, it's especially tough because I lost two women who were very important to me and my family in the past 10 years here between my mother and my mother-in-law. They both were all about the Christmas season. They loved it so much. They loved nothing more than to spend time with their family, get their kids stuff, get their grandkids stuff. So in honor of them, I just want to take a short moment of silence and allow everybody here to either say a little prayer in your own head or pay your own respects, however you do, to those that we have loved and lost around this time of year. And back to the shenanigans. Thank you for doing that for me, guys. Because it's every year it's hard for me. Once December hits, once that December 1st comes up on the calendar, it's always hard for me because my mother loved this time of year so, so much. And so did my mother-in-law. So,
yeah, I feel that. My dad and my grandmother passed away this year, and they're both of their both of their birthdays were last week. So, yeah, it was tough.
So not only is Christmas there, but their birthdays are there as well. And it's you're really thinking about them. And I've always said in the past, like, I don't want to look back with sadness. I want to look back with joy and remember all the great things about them and remember the good stories and everything that they've done for us. You know, try to be happy about it.
Man, Cassie did lose her dad. I always tell people this: don't cry because they're gone. Smile because they were here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's hard though at times. There's times where
100%. It's easier to say it than do it, but it's the way you got to look at it. They're not going to be, when I lost my dad, he wouldn't want us to be upset. It was the most unorthodox funeral in the world. But it was just people, it was a celebration of life, basically, you know? And that's what he wants. And just, again, like I said, don't cry because they're gone. Be happy they were here.
Yeah, Alex says that we lost her mother 4 days after Christmas. That was a tough one because that was like right before COVID hit. And good God, if we weren't allowed in the hospital for that, not to get political, I would have lost my shit. Mm-hmm. Would have lost my shit.
See this question. So what makes Home Alone a Christmas movie?
It's kind of like Die Hard. It was done at Christmas time.
See, and that's the conversation we had the other day with Strikeout Beer. Last week with Strikeout Beer. If one is, why isn't the other?
But we're going on a Christmas trip, the whole family. Yep. That was meant to be a Christmas movie.
100%.
Terrible parents bringing your child.
They're trying to get to him for Christmas.
They were trying,
right? But it wasn't.
It wasn't
focused on the Christmas theme.
But it wasn't. Yes, the theme of that movie was not Christmas.
I see what you're doing. Don't start.
And in right fucking mind comes.
Justin, don't listen to him. He's trying to start a riot.
I know he is.
Start Ryan.
Just like fucking Ryan. Like, no, when he left, he still did some research and he sent me a message to rile me up that the national anthem is public domain, so it's another reason it's getting blocked out.
Quiet.
Just like, you motherfucker.
Let me just preface all that. It's not preface anyway, but let me just state, Die Hard is a great movie. It's not a Christmas movie. And we had this discussion several times already. Not doing it. Not doing it today. Could have happened.
I'm just saying.
It could have, but then you learn about his neighbor and all that, and how they paid next to nothing for groceries while we're getting fucked up the ass with the taxes and grocery prices. It's a whole thing.
No, it couldn't happen any other time of year because the whole street is going on vacation, and the only time you're going to have that many houses on the same fucking street empty is around Christmas when people go visit fucking family.
Yes, and it has Christmas lights and Christmas decorations and a Christmas tree and Christmas traps and everything.
A Christmas party does not make it a Christmas movie.
What about people that leave their Christmas trees up all year round? Mark, not going to happen anytime.
Fucking psychos.
Mark,
sorry, Allie.
Psychos.
I'm waiting for the one time that Mark does this and Corey gets going.
I'll find something. Don't worry.
Mark does this shit on purpose. I don't know if you guys noticed, but he does it all the time.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if you've noticed. I might do that from time to time to Justin, too.
Yeah. You and...
it's fun, though.
Charlie's like, Thanksgiving. All right, moving on. Mark, what did you have for us? You said you have something too.
So, Aaron, I think this involves, unfortunately, Jared, you kind of, I think, aren't around as much. So, so it has to go with the Christmas gift you have for Justin. We were thinking about issuing a challenge between shows. We have a place set up called Backdrafts, I believe, right, Aaron?
Yep.
that has a golf simulator. And let's film some stuff, and we do show versus show. We can even do captain and crew, or we can do one shot rotate.
Simulators are such shit.
Yes, but listen, we can't go out to the spring.
We can't go right now into the spring, and I kind of want to do it now.
I want to have some fun.
So we're laying down a challenge. Corey and I are pretty much like we can both drive the ball a mile, just won't go a mile straight. And then Justin and Aaron happen to sound pretty good. I mean, only if Justin uses the putter that Corey got him. I think Rob, Aaron and I have been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and we're waiting for the right time to issue the challenge between shows and maybe do some films, do some cutting it, maybe do an episode.
Yep. House versus host.
You're thinking, listen, you're thinking of the Corey from the past. I'll do it. But if I swing that club and throw my back out,
just take it easy. I'll give you a massage.
So there's a place right by me that has a simulator too.
You know there's one in downtown Honesdale, right?
The Highlands?
No, there's not there anymore.
I think it's there. Oh, they closed down there? Simulators are about the same. Like 35 an hour.
Are you coming the bowling alley also has one.
I might. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I just got
to. I refuse to go back to that one.
But yeah.
Theirs is garbage.
Why don't we put this on the. Well, I don't want to put it on the back burner, but let's wait and set a date to see if Jared's coming up.
It sucks that I have to think that way. Yes.
Then he can sit here and watch this bullshit go on.
Yeah, he could film it.
He could do a celebrity shot for me because I suck. There we go.
If I get my taxes back quick enough, maybe I'll have a nice video camera to film everything.
Yeah, there's the one in the bowling alley too. But I want to just kind of find a neutral location where we can go and have fun and just do this thing. I think it'd be a great time. Mark and I did this, 5 years ago, Mark?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, actually.
It was Christmas Eve? Christmas. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
We were Christmas down there Eve. For a couple hours having a ball. I'm surprised you're...
Have they had one that long?
Oh, yeah. It's been in there a long time.
Yeah, it's been in there. Back when Danny
can't be the same one
Eric
as when it went down with the fire, is it?
I don't know.
Because that was backdrafts, then it burnt down, and then it got
rebuilt.
We're talking about
bowling alley.
Oh.
Yeah, we went down there.
I was going to say, they definitely said backdrafts, right?
Drafts is relatively new. When they opened the place, they have the Golden Tee, which I used to play with Marcus all the time. The Golden Tee, remember that game? Maybe we should do something with that, too. I love that game. I played it with Marcus. Miss him all the time. And then, but they have a golf simulator there when they redid the whole place. The place is gorgeous. We went there for my mother-in-law's birthday, actually, a couple of weeks ago.
It's a nice place.
So that was just a place we thought of that we know that we could all get together.
I'm down. It sounds like fun.
Downstairs?
What's that?
Yeah, it's right up on the main floor, right in the main level.
Yeah, everybody can watch you make a fool of yourself.
Fantastic.
Sounds like fun. I'm down to do it. We can do this.
So we'll have to set a date and see if Jared's coming up. If not, we'll have to do something and
we'll bring him in live anyway. We'll just put him on Zoom.
I'll make a trip for it.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool as hell.
That was just a challenge we wanted to issue. We've been talking about it. Aaron and I have been talking about it since the beginning.
Looks like I got to start going to swing, Corey.
Because we're going to do
swung a golf club in years.
We're going to play. I remember you came to a golf tournament with me, didn't you? Wasn't it me, you? Who else wasn't there? I think I golfed with you once. I remember.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
I didn't do a tournament.
Maybe it was just a fun day that we did.
I thought you guys have any Topgolf down there?
No, we don't have Topgolf here.
Pittsburgh, I think. Pittsburgh or Philly.
Yeah, I think Philly has one. I think I've seen it down there.
Doesn't Topgolf juice the balls or something? And make them go farther.
I've never been.
I don't know.
I've never been to one either. I wanted to go the one year when you went to
Myrtle Beach. I know there's one right by Citi Field.
Yeah, there is one in Brooklyn. I mean, Queens.
Queens.
Yep.
So, but we're going to have to.
We're going to get out on a real golf course this year at some point, too, the four of us. But
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Chris and I went a lot this past year, and we started talking about possibly filming it and shit, and then lo and behold, he's looking through his fucking closet. He finds a goddamn GoPro. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is actually going to happen.
So.
All
right. Fucking Chris.
So challenge is set. Keep an eye out, everybody. Keep an eye out for when we do that episode.
That will be an awesome episode.
It will be an awesome episode. Maybe we'll have to get a little married.
Drives.
Anybody else have anything else to add? We are getting up there. I got to start getting things ready to head out for my Christmas Eve.
So. Yeah, I got to go to the gym. So
I got to start getting my stuff together too here.
Jared, we'll do you anything?
No, I was going to say we do our.
I got to drive Phoebe home and then come back and do nothing.
Our show scheduled for January.
Yes. Oh, so these are the show dates for January for the regular Nonsense and Deep Thoughts show. You can see it all right there. We are still on that alternating Monday and Sunday schedule. We have a guest planned out for the 15th as of right now. The rest of the calendar month there is clear. So,
and then for our sports guys, you can share when your shows are.
Yeah, it's going to be
same thing every Sunday, 11 a.m.
Every Sunday, 11 a.m. for NDT Sports with Aaron and Mark. Make sure you guys pop in, share your opinions, tell them how wrong they are about everything. You know how it goes.
Yes, until, I made until one summertime. Just because of that.
Until summertime. Summertime, we'll have to figure something out because I play softball on Sundays. So we'll figure something out.
All right. Well, guys, thank you all so much for hanging out with Nonsense and Deep Thoughts this Sunday morning, Christmas Eve. You guys are fan-fucking-tastic. We really appreciate it. I hope each and every one of you gets to enjoy your Christmas with your friends and your family. Please make some great memories, things that you can remember forever. Until next week, we will see you guys later.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Love you all. Merry Christmas, guys.
Love you guys.
Go Birds.
Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast.